Alright. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Glad you all are with us, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. As you know, this is our working dinner, Christmas, annual Christmas dinner. I'm going to start off first with, as always, a moment of silence, and we'll approve our agenda, but I'm going to move the agenda up a little bit because we're going to put the JA folks, Junior Achievement folks, up first on the agenda. So with that, as always, guys, let's begin with a moment of silence. Thank you, everyone. With that, do I have a motion first to approve the agenda that was submitted?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, passed. Wonderful. As always, guys, our agendas can change, and there are always things that may not be considered in sequence. And changes may include the addition or deletion of items, including executive sessions. And with that said, let's go right into our junior achievement presentation. Are you...
They're writing Skinner on that.
I'm sorry. That's
All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
We are the FSMA JA company. I first want to thank all of you for putting us on your agenda and hearing our pitch. What we are pitching to you is the FSMA Alumni Association. We've been working on this for about a month now. I am Cadet Private First Class Price.
I'm Cadet Private First Class Crowley.
I'm Cadet Private First Class Lee.
And I'm Cadet Private First Class Hogan Patrick.
Cadet Private First Class Anderson couldn't be with us tonight, unfortunately, but he has been a big help in this project, so thanks to him. And also thank you to Ms. Borisova, Mr. Collier. They were just so helpful. And our JA representative.
So we strive to create an alumni association that not only supports our school, but veterans all around the country as well.
Our school has only been around for 5 years, and we believe it would be a great idea to create an alumni association for graduated cadets and Marine veterans throughout Delaware.
We plan on making postcards and sending them out to FSMA alumni that have graduated from the last 2 years and Marine Corps veterans across the state, such as the Marine Corps Association and the Marine Corps League in Seaford, Millsboro, Dover, and Wilmington.
Startup cost that we've looked at is we're looking at a total estimated cost of $273, but are seeking to raise about $500 for our startup fund to cover any overhead and labor costs. We've already raised $180 between us and our GoFundMe campaign, and as far as individual items, we're looking at about $36 for 500 cards, $132 for 300 magnet calendars, $105 for postage costs, and 10% of all donations will go to the Wounded Warrior Project, which, if you do not know, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping frontline soldiers recover from PTSD and other mental and physical injuries.
What's the magnet calendar?
It is a small calendar.
A year and a glance type of thing? It's like a year and a glance type of whole year?
Yeah, and we want to put like events on it.
Oh.
So to start out, we would deliver our postcards as well as start our GoFundMe page, and we would await our donations. And then we would receive our donations and put them into our association's account. And then our association's leaders will decide what we will do with that money and how it will benefit our school.
All right, got a question. Who are the association leaders or the alumni leaders of this group?
Right.
You all?
Partially, but also Mr. Collier and Ms. Borisova, as well as our JA representative that's been assisting us along the way.
And who's the JA representative?
Mr. Ryan, I'm not sure.
We just refer to Mr. Ryan.
Mr. Vanderbilt.
This is a screenshot of the GoFundMe page. We have a team picture up there. And as you can see, we've raised $180 already. We've received donations from alumni. We've received donations from family members. We've received donations from our assistant staff. If you're wondering, the alumni that donated was Keegan Walker, and he donated $100.
I don't know how GoFundMe works. Like, so I haven't seen any advertising for this, or is it you'd have to go to the GoFundMe page to make a contribution, or how do you put it out there to ask for contributions to this association?
To share it, you share individually over email or phone or Facebook, and okay. If you want to broadcast a little bit broader, Facebook.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
All right, so real quick, has a GoFundMe site obviously has been set up, right? Okay, it has been set up in the school's name. Does the GoFundMe site or does the Alumni Association, sorry guys, I'm looking over here, do we have a separate tax ID number or a separate incorporating document?
Ms. Colucci said we could use the schools for okay. Right now. They're really just doing it as a JA company program
okay.
At this point, and when they liquidate that company, in the year-long process of that activity, then they'll become a real alumni association in the spring.
Okay, yeah. Cool. All right, go on.
So the donations we receive will go directly into the association's account. The association will then use those donations to help with events and problems around the school. And like stated previously, 10% of each donation will be go toward the Wounded Warrior Project.
Some questions that we prepared to answer so that you guys don't have to ask them is how much do you need to donate to become a member of the FSMA Alumni Association? As far as donations, donors are not limited to only $5, but they do need to give a $5 donation to be an official member, that which will help the school and other events. It's a yearly thing that you have to donate to, but you can donate more than $5. You can donate $10, $20, and as much as you want. What are some of the benefits of joining, and are you obligated to participate in events? Being a member, you automatically are given opportunities to participate, but it's not required to participate in any events. Events may include that you can participate are is the FSMA school picnic, the FSMA school hike, the FSMA graduate ceremony, and other social events, etc.
And of course, this is targeting mainly the alumni that would be able to participate in this, as well as any Marine Corps veterans that would want to. Something that we have discussed is different levels of donation get you different rewards, things like t-shirts, stickers, stuff like that. That's not set in stone. We don't know what those costs are yet, and we don't know what the rewards are exactly, but that is something that we're looking at. This is just a mock-up of like the idea of like the calendar that we're looking at. So it has the dates. It's not necessarily a normal calendar. And then sort of the mock-up of the postcard. This isn't exactly the theme we're going for, but the general idea. That is all. Thank you for having us. Are there any questions?
Did you think about, since you had somebody like Keegan Walker give you $100 already, right? Because it was Keegan, right, for last year?
Yeah.
So have you thought about doing a lifetime membership is $50, or is that doing an annual subscription?
That goes along with those different membership things that we were thinking about. Those aren't set in stone, but if somebody's donating a crazy amount of money, obviously, we want
to... Who did you use to price out your magnets and your cards?
That was Mr. Collier. That was his research, and we also looked at like different websites to get the idea for how much they would cost, and that $36 and then the $100 for everything else was sort of just the average that we were looking at.
All right, I got a couple of questions. What's the cost of maintaining the GoFundMe site, and were there any initial costs for setting that up?
Actually, there are no initial costs, and the only fees that they charge are, I think it's like it's a very small percentage of each donation. I think it's like 1.3 or something.
Right, it's about 2%.
Yes.
Right. So a couple other thoughts here. Back to Keegan. Have you guys sent him a thank you note?
Of course.
Yes.
Okay. How'd you do that?
The GoFundMe, anytime anybody donates, you can automatically say thanks. You can say that to them individually, or if you have a bunch of people donating, you can send a group message saying thank you to all of them. But we don't have a whole lot of people, so anytime anybody's donating, we've sent them a personal message.
All right. Since this is using our tax ID number, this is a donation to the school.
Correct.
So that means these folks get to write it off their taxes, right? Are we sending them our EIN?
They will eventually.
They're going to get a tax
for the donation when they mail it. The
yeah.
Payment, they'll send out a thank you letter and that.
All right.
That would be
right, because they're going to be able to write
that
off.
That would be part of
not
the package.
That Keegan will, but if there's anybody who's filing taxes, right?
Deductions, yes.
Yes, they'll be able to do deductions. All right. Tell me a little bit more about how long you think this program is going to run, and what was the goal you want to raise? $500. Go ahead. Someone over here.
We envision that it would be a legacy passed through generations of this school.
Okay.
And our initial asking cost is $500. Yeah.
Meaning your initial amount you want to raise is $500?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you looking for any money from the school to support this effort?
Yes, sir. We were hoping to.
All right. What's the ask? How much money do you need from the board or Mr. Gallucci or somebody here? Is that what we're about? The board, okay. He knows how I did that. So how much money do y'all need from, we call that, what's the ask? So what's the ask?
Well, we've already raised 180 of that initial 500, so 320 almost.
So you need 320 bucks from us. All right, well, we will take it under advisement. Go ahead.
So who's in charge of making sure that the Wounded Warriors get their money, and how often are the Wounded Warriors going to receive?
We're going to have a lot more advisement when Ryan gets back, but what we're looking at is, especially once we hit that $500 quota, that's when we're going to move. That's when we're going to start initially, and from there, we just make sure that each.
For your ask, can you go back a couple slides to where your cost was? So the cost you projected out, did you project out a cost of $500? Is that where you came up with your number?
Our projected cost was $273.
Okay.
We were seeking to raise $500 for any overhead and labor costs, because some sites are different than others.
Now, are you looking to get $500 for your foundation, or are you looking to raise $560, let's say, when you subtract out the 10% to the Wounded Warrior and the 2% to GoFundMe?
We had always looked at it as $500 total, and then subtract the
10% for GoFundMe. When are you looking to raise it by? When's your GoFundMe end?
Our GoFundMe goes on indefinitely, as far as I know, but we're hoping to get this done by spring, hopefully, because that's when a lot of the JA Company events will go on. We can go out and pitch to JA Company joins.
So are you trying to reach any of the former cadets outside of mail and cards? Like, do we have email addresses, or you're just trying to use postcards as your main method of communicating? Because a lot of them might be in school at this point, so their addresses might be a little bit off.
So we are going to, like, interchangeably do emails and postcards to, like, cadets and veterans.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure we do have, like, a master list of those.
Just a much cheaper, you know, marketing than some of the cards and the postage and things like that. So, okay.
What's your social media presence so far?
Social media?
Mm-hmm. I imagine, at least knowing my son and You won't find them with a postcard. You'll only find them on either Instagram, Snapchat, or Facebook.
Yeah.
So wait, have you guys posted it to your profiles?
No, right now that's in the process and the talking of what we plan on doing. We've talked about that, and that's in the future of what we're doing, but we wanted to present to you guys what we have right now. The GoFundMe is the number one social media platform that we are using.
All right. Anybody else on the board that wants to ask a couple of questions?
Has there been any thought to creating bylaws or some outlining some of these more not fun things to talk about, such as who's making the decisions about when money's being transferred and how decisions are, once you guys graduate, who's going to take that over, how the next board or leadership is going to oversee that? Just a suggestion as well to look at bylaws or some sort of governing documents.
We have briefly discussed that, but we're really waiting to hit that initial 500 and then have our JA company advisor help, because he's the professional,
mm-hmm.
right? So his advice would be helpful.
When do you meet with him again?
Excuse me?
When do you meet with him?
Actually, tomorrow, sir.
All right. Anything else, guys, from y'all about this presentation? All right. Any closing comments from you all, or any questions for us? You sure?
Thank you.
It's your last chance. Now you'll be back in front of us, I'm sure.
I'm sorry to confirm. What was the ask for?
Five or 320, something like that, right?
$320.
Yeah, $320 based on what they picked up. All right, very well. Thank you all. Good job.
Thank you.
I appreciate your thoughts. This is good. Mm-hmm. That's good stuff. And with that, I see we got nothing else. Cool. Anything back here?
Nothing. It's their presentation.
All right. Very well. All right, guys. Wonderful. Thank you again for a few moments and a good presentation. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Well done. And thanks.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Very well. We will talk about that. We'll talk about this in a little bit. Tell you what I'd like to do is go ahead and stop.
Mm-hmm.
Let everybody go get some dinner. There's lots of food. Get yours. Mm-hmm. Cool. This food's all here. And then we'll come back in and let's do it in 6 minutes.
Okay.
So we're adjourned for 6 minutes for dinner.
Okay.